to relate to you an interesting idea I was thinking about that explains quite a few things in this Sedra. But first, let's see the simple ideas that we're going to explain. Balak sends to Bilam, he wants to hire him to curse the Jewish people. And the God originally tells him he shouldn't go. When he sees that Bilam is set on going, he permits him. People have free choice, and the way a person wants to go, God permits him to go. But he warns him that whatever I tell you, that's what you're going to do. Now, Bilam sets out, and God sends an angel, which the donkey he's riding sees, and the donkey swerves from Bilam three times. The first time, the donkey goes off the road into a field. The second time, he goes into a vineyard, and between two fences or two walls, stone walls, and he crushes Bilam's foot into one of the walls. And the third time, he goes into a place where there's no place to move right or left, and the donkey just sits down and refuses to move. Each time, Bilam hits the donkey, and finally, God opens, the donkey speaks to Bilam and said, why are you doing this? Do I deserve this? I'm the donkey you rode on all your life. And Bilam answers the donkey. Finally, he sees the angel, and the angel says, don't blame your donkey. The donkey just saw me, and that's why it swerved. And Bilam says to the angel, well, if God doesn't want me to go, I won't go. He says, no, you go, but whatever I tell you, that's what you're going to say. Bilam then comes, and three times he attempts to curse the Jewish people, and three times he blesses them instead. That is more or less a synopsis of the what goes on in the Sedra. I want to explain like this. The episode with the donkey came to tell Bilam three things. The first thing, why it's impossible to curse the Jewish people, why they don't deserve to be cursed. That's the first thing that this episode with the donkey informed Bilam. And we're going to go into detail and see how that is in a few minutes. Second thing, that what a person says or doesn't say, or even his ability to speak, is in the hands of God. Because if God wants to, he can make a donkey speak. Thirdly, why Bilam is not fit even to bless the Jewish people unless God puts the words in his mouth, unless he's forced like the donkey. And Bilam should realize that all he's doing is acting just like the donkey can speak. God is going to use Bilam to speak also. Those are the three things that Bilam was instructed through this episode. Okay, now, it says that the three times, shalosh regalim, that the animal, the donkey swerved from the path, hints to the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and shalosh regalim, the three yomim tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. In fact, it's called the same thing we call them, shalosh regalim. He swerved three times, and it uses the terminology of the three yomim tovim, shalosh regalim. Now put all of that together and explain what's going on. The first lesson that Bilam was to learn from his donkey going off the path, okay, was to see what the difference was. First of all, in general, we find another episode in the Torah similar, where Avraham Avinu is riding on his donkey on the way to sacrifice Yitzchak, to Har HaMoriah, which in fact was the first Aliyah L'Regel, because Har HaMoriah was the place where the Beis HaMikdash was built, and Avraham was going up. In fact, he named it Har HaShem Yiroah. This is the place where the Jewish people will see God and be seen by him three times a year, whenever they come to the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. So we have Avram Avinu riding on his male donkey, Avram Rochev al Chamoro, whereas Bilam is riding on a female donkey. The Maral Miprag says that the symbolism of Avram riding on his donkey, Chamor, comes from the word Chomer, materialism. Avram Avinu is in control of his physical being. He's riding on it. It's separate from him. And he directs his physical being for the good or for the bad. He's in control. And he directs it for the good. Okay? Avram Avinu is in control of his material physical side because he has the right midos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that the difference between Bilam and Avram is what kind of midos you have. If you want to be a student of Bilam, then you have the midos of Bilam. If you want to be a student of Avram, you have the midos, the character traits of Avram. What are those good character traits and bad character traits of Bilam? The first is Bilam has a ruach gavoa. He's a balgaiva. Right? He's haughty. Whereas Avram Avinu has ruach nemucha. He's humble. Secondly, Bilam has a nefesh rechava. He is a baltaiva. He has tremendous lust, avarice. And Avram Avinu has a nefesh shvela, not a tremendous amount of lust or avarice. And lastly, Bilam has an eye in raw, a bad eye, and Avram has a good eye. Now if you think about it, those three character traits are the three main sources of all sin. Kina, jealousy, which is a bad eye, or a good eye is the opposite of jealousy. Taiva is having a lustful spirit, right, is lust. And covet is being haughty. Those are the three roots of sin. Bilam has the character traits that bring him to Kina, Taiva, and Kovet, and Avram has the opposite good character traits that keep him away from those three things. Okay. So Avram Avinu controls his physical material side, rides on that donkey, a male donkey which is basically separated from him, and he's in control. Bilam, on the other hand, is riding a female donkey, which Chazal say euphemistically that Bilam was intimate with his donkey, meaning that his physical material side is not something separate from him that he uses in service of God or uses as a tool to function, but Bilam and his materialism and his physicality are one and the same. He lives with his donkey. He cohabits with his donkey. That's the symbolism. Right, so Bilam is riding a female donkey, which he becomes one with, and Avram Avinu is riding a male donkey, which he rides and controls, rather than blending with it and becoming part of it. Okay. Now, it says that the donkey went shalosh regalim, which literally means 3 feet. Regel, right? The reason that the regalim are called shalosh regalim because we're supposed to go by foot, pilgrimages to the harabayis. A person has to ascend the harabayis by foot. Okay, now the foot is the foundation of a person, the physical foundation of a person. We stand on our feet in this world. They give us a foundation for our physical being. We stand on terra firma, on the physical world, with our physical feet. And that's why materialism, the material possessions that a person possesses, is called Hayikum Asher Baraglehem. This is the material possessions that put you on your feet. And that's how we say a person can stand on his own 2 feet. He is self-sufficient. He has material and physical independence, so he can stand on his own 2 feet. So the foot represents the fact that we can be supported physically and materially. It's the foundation. And it gives us mobility. Feet make us people who can walk and progress in this world. And either we can progress towards physicality and materialism, or we can use that physicality and materialism to progress ourselves towards spiritual things. The three times a year, and what a person's rego, what his feet lead him to, becomes what his habits are. That's where habits are called hergil. They are the result of the rego. Where you're going in this world. What is your habit? And Avraham Avinu is riding on his donkey, which brings him to Har HaMoriah, right, where he will get off and walk towards spirituality. And the ultimate spirituality is totally negating oneself to God, which is represented by bowing oneself down. You take your feet, which form the foundation of physicality and materialism, and you lie prone and totally negate your feet to God. You use your feet to go towards spirituality, and the ultimate is to negate all of you have, that you have, subjugated, not negated, subjugated to God, your physical being and your material possessions. On the other hand, Bilam is just the opposite. He fuses with his physicality and materiality, becomes part of him. He's not riding on that donkey. He's riding with the donkey. And the donkey leads him astray because he can't control it. The donkey goes off the derech and pulls him off the derech. And not only that, it doesn't ennoble and raise up and sublimate his physical material side. It crushes it. It totally stops its function. He can't function anymore because his physicality and material side are to his detriment if he doesn't use it properly. So it crushes his legs and it makes him immobile. Now, so therefore, the three regalim, okay, if the three yamim tovim that we had, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to the three avos. Avraham Avinu corresponds to the yontif of Pesach, Yitzchok Avinu corresponds to the yontif of Shavuos, and Yaakov Avinu to the yontif of Sukkos. Okay, that is not my, that's clear. Those three yamim tovim correspond to these avos. Let's see now, so there's a hint. The donkey that Bilam is riding takes him off the path because he can't control his physical material side, and that's the difference between him and Avraham Avinu. And therefore, this hints in that difference to Bilam the greatness of the Jewish people, that they have these three avos and they keep these three holidays, therefore you can't curse them, you can't destroy them. They keep these three holidays and they come from these three avos that are the source of these three holidays. That is the secret of why the Jewish people can't be cursed. Now let's explain that. First of all, Pesach. Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. What does Pesach represent? The fact that God chose us from amongst the nations of the world. Like we say in davening on Yontif, Ato v'chartonu mikol ho'amin. You chose us from all the nations of the world. And that means, v'romamtonu mikol ha'lashonos. You elevated us from all the other languages. And you gave us a holy tongue, which means that you gave us a holy neshama. Because the language that a person speaks is an expression of his neshama. So you, God, chose us and gave us intrinsically holiness. You made us a holy people. Where did that holiness come from? From Avraham Avinu. We have spiritual genetics from Avraham. Avraham reached such a high level of closeness to God and holiness that he gave that over to all his generations, for all generations. Spiritual genetics, that source, that spark of holiness, which is the foundation of all Jews. And that is Pesach. Pesach took, God took us out of Egypt, separated us from the Egyptians, and showed that we are intrinsically special. Okay? So that's the first reason why we can't be cursed, because we keep the holiday of Pesach. Pesach is something that we can keep because it relates to the schus avos that we have, the intrinsic holiness we have because of our avos. and the Avos all were contained within Avram. Avram, right, gave birth to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, so it all emanated from Avram. And everything we have emanates from the fact that we were taken out of Egypt. And it all comes because we have something intrinsically holy about us. Our neshamas are holy, and therefore we're different than the rest of the world. And that's why the first bracha that Bilaam was forced to give the Jewish people was Ki meirosh tsuri merenu umegvaos ashurenu. I see them from the tops of the mountains and the tops of the hills. And Rashi says, what does that mean? I see the Jewish people from their avos, who are like the mountains, and their imahos, who are like the hills. They come from good stock, and therefore intrinsically they're holy, so you can't curse them. And that's exactly what the first wandering of the donkey showed him. The donkey left the regular path that everybody walks and went into the field, showing the Jewish people are off the path of the rest of the nations of the world. They're off by themselves. And that's what Avram was called, Avram HaIvri. He was on one side and the whole world was on a different side. He's not on the same path that the rest of the world is taking. So the donkey going off the path showed Bilaam that he can't control his material side. It also showed him that the Jewish people can't be cursed because they keep those three regalim, the first one being Pesach, and they have three avos, the first one being Avram, and they are intrinsically different than the nations of the world. They are intrinsically holy. And therefore, the next thing that Bilaam said in this first bracha was, Am levadad yishkon. They're a nation that dwells apart. They don't occupy the same road that everybody else is traveling. Ufagoyim lo yishashov. And that is hinted to by the donkey going off the road into the field. And this represents the essence of the Jewish people. That's why he continued the bracha. Who can count the dust, the foundation of the Jewish people, and their seed, which is the foundation of all generations, right? They're beyond comprehension because of their specific holiness, which no other nation has. Okay? And therefore, Bilaam said, Tamus nafshi yishorim, I'd like to die like they're straight, righteous people, intrinsically. And therefore they have a share in the world to come, because this is their essence. And their essence is connected to the world to come. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. All Jews, as a nation, have a share in the world to come, because we have a connection to the world to come intrinsically. And this corresponds, this essence of the Jewish people, that is, what's it called, that is intrinsically holy, corresponds to kovod. That's our kovod. Our kovod is that we're holy and we have a connection to God. So it makes us humble, because God made us great, that gives us responsibility. As opposed to Bilaam, who's haughty, his intrinsic value he considers self-made. And therefore he's haughty about it. We understand that God gave us our essence and we are proud of it, but we're proud of it in a humble way that gives us responsibility. That is the first encounter with the donkey going off the road into the field, representing to Bilaam, you are not like Avram. Avram controls his donkey. You can't control it. Avram's donkey is a male that he rides on. Your donkey is a female that you blend with. And it controls you. It pulls you where it wants to go. And through where it pulls you, I'm going to hint you, to you also, why you're different than him, why the Jewish people are not cursable. Because the first thing they have is that intrinsic holiness, which comes from Avram Avinu, and is represented by Pesach, that God chose us from the nations of the world, took us out of Egypt, separated us from the nations of the world. Okay. And that again corresponds to the innate covet of the Jewish people, used in the proper way, as opposed to Bilaam using his kavod for haughtiness. Okay, next. Shavuos. The holiday of Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu. Oh, and besides, only one more thing. Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. Avraham Avinu's key midah was Chesed. Chesed is God's kindness to us of choosing us from all the nations of the world and endowing us with that holiness, and our Chesed of being able to give of our physical material beings instead of being connected to it in an intimate way, that like Bilam was to his donkey. Okay, that's Chesed. Chesed is being able to be a giver, to use your material things instead of blending with it and fusing with it. And okay, now Yitzchak Avinu is the midah of avoda, service to God. Gevura, the ability to do mitzvahs, not do averas, control yourself, to do what God wants, not to do what God doesn't want. Okay? And that is also represented by us being in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu never left Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gives us boundaries. Within these boundaries you can function. And that's the whole idea of mitzvahs and averas. God gives us boundaries. Chukim. Right? Boundaries. Here's where you can do, here's where you can't do. That's what Torah is all about, what mitzvahs are all about, boundaries. And a person's able to limit himself within those boundaries. And that corresponds to the second aspect, Ohavto Sanu. God, you loved us. And you gave us these boundaries. Love is where people interact with each other and they work within boundaries that create a relationship. And that corresponds to the Kiddush Tanu b'mitzvah secha. You made us holy through your mitzvahs. We are intrinsically holy. But the relationship with you is formed by our serving you, by our living within those limitations you gave us, which creates a relationship. So you loved us, you had a connection with us. Not only do we have that intrinsic holiness, but you attach yourself to us through the mitzvahs that we do. And you gave us a framework within which to function, and within that framework we find you. That's Yitzchak, and that is Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. We accept God's mitzvos. Okay? And that is represented by going into this vineyard. We are God's vineyard. We are the ones who provide, right, the wine, which is Torah, to the world. Right? We basically arouse the world to a feeling of God. That's what wine is all about. We are Kerem Hashem. We're referred to as God's vineyard. Through us, He inspires and arouses the world. And the wine brings out a person's inner value. We have that inner value. How do you bring it out? By doing mitzvahs. By not doing averas. Otherwise, you suppress it. You don't give it a chance to express itself. And therefore, in that vineyard, there was two walls. A wall on each side, and you had to position yourself between those two walls. And for that, for the Klal Yisrael, it brings out our essence. But when your essence is the antithesis of what holiness is, then the mitzvahs crush your leg. They suppress your ability to be involved with the physical material world. They're negative to you because they suppress your ability to exercise your materialistic side or your physical side. But if you're on the road of Kedusha, then the mitzvahs give you a chance to express that Kedusha. So for the Jewish people, it's a positive thing. For a Bilam, it crushes his leg against these walls. These walls become oppressive to a Bilam. And therefore, we accepted the Torah on Shavuos. Each individual got his portion. Every individual is important. Every person has his portion in the Torah. It's not that we're important only as a group. We're important as every individual in that group. And therefore, the bracha that Bilam gave, opposite this aspect, is Lohibit Oven B'Yakov. God does not see the sins of the Jewish people, but rather He sees our greatness, what we're able to do. He sees that our mitzvahs outweigh our sins. And the second thing was ki Hashem Elokavi Mo Shruas Melechbo. God is with us. He's friendly to us. He has a relationship with us. This is the second concept. First idea is we have an intrinsic value, but then we can bring out that intrinsic value by doing mitzvahs, and that's how we create a relationship with God. And that is what happened on Shavuos. We accepted the Torah. God, committed himself to us. He made a bris with us. He committed himself on his side. We committed ourselves on our side. There's a relationship. And it created boundaries and a framework within which to function. And that's why after that it says, Kel Motziyam Mimitzrayim, in the plural. God took them out of Egypt. Each one individually has their role to play and their framework to function within in order to have that relationship with God. And therefore, Bilam mentions in this part of the bracha the fact that we get up in the morning like lions and lionesses and we say Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening. What does Kriya Shema represent? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, we accept God's yoke of his kingdom. Kabbalas HaMitzvos, we accept the mitzvos, the framework. And then in the last parsha, we look at the tzitzis and we control our yetzahara and we don't go after our eyes and our heart. All the aspects of the relationship we have with God. Okay? And that is what's it called, corresponds to what's it called, and again, this gives us a chance to elevate our physical material side within that boundary. And those boundaries, for somebody who doesn't know how to use it properly, is oppressive. It crushes his legs. That's Bilam. And that corresponds to Kina, to jealousy. Because jealousy means I'm not satisfied with my part in this world. I want to be somebody else. So the whole idea of this bracha is that we all have our part to develop within the framework and boundaries that God gave us. Work within your boundaries. Don't be jealous of somebody else. So this part of the bracha, that we have a relationship with God that's formed by boundaries that he gives us, mitzvahs, averus, things that we have to remain within those two walls and bring out our inner essence, like wine brings out the inner essence of the grape and wine brings out the inner essence of the person, right? That is the second symbolism of the donkey going into this vineyard where there's two walls, and it corresponds to Shavuos, which corresponds to Yitzchak, Kibush Gevura, right? Conquering your Yetzer Hara and doing mitzvahs serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Shavuos is all about, accepting the Torah and the mitzvos and God's yoke. Okay. Then, the third thing. Now the donkey goes off to a place where it can't move. And it sits down. For Bilam, this is the total suppression of his ability to function. Because his whole functioning is physical, material. And now he's in a place where he can't function physically and materially. On the other hand, this represents total dveikus, total connection to God. We started with our essence that God gave us. Then he created a relationship. Through that relationship, we can totally connect, attach, fuse with God. Bilam fuses with his donkey. Fusing with God is the antithesis of what he is. For us, that is the culmination of our essence, fusing with God. How do we fuse with God? Yisrael, v'yoraisa, v'kud shabrichu chadu. The Jewish people and God and the Torah are one. There are two ways that we fuse with God, through learning Torah and through davening. And that's what it says, Mi goy gadol, who is a great nation, that whenever we call out to God, he's there for us. And who's a great nation? Has a Torah like the Torah we have. Those are the two ways that we connect ourselves, attach ourselves, fuse ourselves to God. And that represents Sukkos. What's Sukkos? The Anoni HaKavod. God surrounds us with his glory and we live within his glory. We become one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Sukkos. And Sukkos, we bring all these sacrifices. That's like prayer, connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it corresponds to Yaakov, who is the Amud HaTorah. Yaakov Avinu is the pillar of Torah. So this is representative of the fact that we have an attachment to God. So again, the three things about the Jewish people that make them impervious to curse is that our essence is holy. We have a relationship that God gave us, boundaries, a framework. And if we function within that framework, we can attach ourselves to God himself, and therefore we're impervious to blessing on all three counts, to curse on all three counts. And that is why the bracha that Bilam gave, corresponding to this aspect, starts with Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, how goodly are your tents, the tents of Torah, and Mishkan Osecha is the Mishkan where we daven and bring sacrifices. We see that attachment to God. And it also applies to the unity of the Jewish people, because we and God and the Torah are one. That means all the Jewish people are one. So here it says, Kel Motzio Mimitzrayim, in the singular. We're not looking at the individual role of each one as part of the community. We're looking at the community as one thing by itself. Now it's a unified community. Motzio, God took us out as one gigantic individual. And that's how we have an attachment, because he's one and we're one. Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. And that's why this happens in Eretz Yisrael. Where do we have that tremendous connection? In Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Bilam speaks about the fact that we'll conquer Eretz Yisrael like lions and lionesses and settle in the land, because that's the place where we're one. Right? Fits also. And for Bilam, total attachment to God is the antithesis of what he's really attached to. So it makes him inactive. It makes him not be able to function. So the donkey sits down. So for Bilam, this attachment to God is disattachment from what he really wants to be attached to, his donkey. And for us, that's the culmination of what we're all about. And therefore, Bilam ends and he says, whoever curses the Jewish people is himself cursed. Because somebody who feels that the Jewish people is the antithesis of what they are is taka, the antithesis of the Jewish people, and cursed. And someone who blesses us is blessed because he recognizes that this is something that's positive. So then he must have those positive things within him. And therefore, Bilam, being the antithesis, can't bless us and he can't curse us because God won't let him. Just like he makes the donkey talk, he's making Bilam talk. So God's the one who's blessing us, but not Bilam. Because Bilam can't bless us because he's our antithesis. He has the opposite mitzvos. He can't control this donkey like Avraham Avinu does. And therefore, the concept of aliyah l'regel, of taking your foot and elevating it, doesn't apply to Bilam. In those places where our feet, what makes us mobile in this world, gives us direction and support, right, is used for holiness. For Bilam, using it like that is crushing his legs and making him totally inactive and ineffective. The opposite of what we are. That, therefore, God showed Bilam this concept before he went to bless us or curse us. So when he, in the end, blessed us, he'd know the blessing wasn't coming from him. And it was coming for three ideas, which were represented beforehand by the three places the donkey went, and the whole concept of the difference between Bilam and why Bilam wasn't fit even to bless us, let alone curse us. And that God was the one who, as good as making donkey talk, he can make Bilam give a bracha to. That more or less puts it all together, and I think that's an interesting idea of how it pans out in the three, each one, three things of the donkey corresponds to the three blessings that Bilam ultimately had to give.